What's up?
In harmony, Lanco on the line. What's up, guys? Could you be any hotter right now?
We're in New York. It's actually pretty cool. metaphorically, I don't know.
You have been all over our TVs and even on The Bachelor.
Yeah, in the past week, we have done The Ellen Show, Jimmy Kimmel, The Bachelor, and The Today Show.
I think we're thinking about acting nowadays.
Well, after all that, now you're on Country 102.5 in Boston. You just hit the pinnacle.
Trust me, this is our home away from home. So thanks for having us.
Well, we do love you guys. We had you at our Country Heels event just a couple years ago to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children. And at the time, people were like, who's Lanco? Now nobody's saying that.
It's been a crazy ride. And thank you all for being believers early on and giving us that show. But I will say times have kind of changed. You know, Greatest Love Story's gone number one since then. And we're out on tour with Chris Young playing these arenas and going to be out on tour later this year with Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne. So
it is good to be Lanco.
The crowds are a little different now than they used to be. And get to play our own shows. So it's been a wild ride.
Crowds are bigger. Is the bus bigger now? The
bus is actually a bus.
Oh, yeah. A bus.
As opposed to what?
A few years ago, I think when we played that first show there years ago, we were in an RV.
That was at our charity walk in Hingham. Yes. Oh, my God. I remember.
Rolling around. That was like how we'd get around. And we had just signed a record deal. So we were still in that thing. But now we are in a bus and it has DirecTV. And
nice. You know you've made it when. And now you can watch the big game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What sports are you guys into?
I don't know. We all like football. I mean, I love the NFL. I'm an NFL fan, but also I know we all like college football a lot. And I played hockey for like 10 years, so I'm a huge hockey fan, huge Predators fan.
Well, I'm sure Dierks Bentley will appreciate that.
I know. Maybe that's like actually why we're going on tour.
Is that why he asked you? Because he wanted to skate with you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And Hallelujah Nights finally out last Friday. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
So, Lanco, let me ask you this. How long have you guys all been together?
We've been together about 5 years. We started out in Nashville just playing, you know, bars and honky-tonks. Started just touring a few years ago and you know, I've been working on this record for the past few years. You know, we just released Hallelujah Nights, but it's been a few years in the process. It's definitely been a journey.
So is it like the five guys walk into a bar story?
No. We started playing like bars or honky-tonks right in Nashville. I met Tripp. Drums. We met at a music festival in Chattanooga, and then Chandler, Jared, and Eric all went to school together at MPSU outside Nashville. So it was kind of like the three of them and the two of us came together through like songwriting friends and started playing.
And that is how Lanco came to be.
Yeah, here we are. Here.
We can't wait to see you next week, February 1st, with Chris Young and Kane Brown. That's a hot tour.
It's an awesome tour. It's you know, Chris has been a buddy of ours. We played with him a few years ago, and he's always been really good to us. And Kane's also a buddy, so it's been a really fun tour. You know, people have been getting out early and staying late. It's a great night of music.
And that is at the Songa Center, UMass Lowell. So is this the first time that you've played in Massachusetts since that first introduction at our benefit event?
I believe so.
Yeah. I think it's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Wow, what a difference you're going to see. I can't wait to see your reaction at our craziness here. You know that about us, right?
Oh, I know. I found that. You know,
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all the reputation. It's a good one, though.
We do wear it proudly. Well, thank you so much for your time, guys. I can't be happier for Greatest Love Story is the greatest. And now the new single, Born to Love You, rocking the anthem.
Yeah, you know, it feels good. It's a Greatest Love Story was a song, you know, we're really proud of. And it's that classic storyteller song. But Born to Love You, you know, it's definitely a little more anthemic and more up-tempo and rocking. But, you know, the theme of the album, Hallelujah Nights, is just kind of this coming-of-age album talking about relationships and the things you're going through in life. And Born to Love You is definitely, you know, reflective of that. It kind of reflects on where we all come from and the different towns we all come from. But the coming of age process is also a thing where you're trying to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it in life. But we've kind of all had realizations throughout our own relationship, friends of ours, that if you can find someone to go through life with and be by your side, no matter where you're from or what you're doing, you end up doing it for them and with them, and you find that you're born to love them. That's where, you know, Born to Love You came from. So it's an up-tempo song that celebrates that.
Hallelujah. Everybody needs to get Hallelujah Nights, the new album from Lanco. We can't wait to see you next week, guys, and show you the love. And thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.